So the old pads means you're getting the first of the start tonight?
Yeah, I'm getting new. I get to play tonight. Should be fun.
I know that you had said it probably take a little while to see the new pads. I guess we're not going to see the debut this evening.
No, they're not ready yet. You know, it's mostly the glove's not ready. It takes a little while to, for me anyway, I like to, you know, use my old glove and stuff. But yeah, just going with the old stuff, I feel comfortable in it. And be a little while before I don don the new ones.
Obviously exciting to get to play again. What are you expecting from LA?
You know, they got some dangerous guys up front and on the point. They got a good goalie and they're playing really well defensively, and it's gonna be a tough game. They're really, you know, a really disciplined team, and you know, hopefully, you know, we get them in there with the travel and stuff, and it's important for us to get out to a good start and skate hard real night and make it tough on them. But you know, that doesn't always that's not always the case.
Watching the Colorado game, did you see anything different from the Jets and how they played? It was a pretty solid road win.
I thought we played great. We skated, we kept it simple. I mean, we made a point of taking short shifts because of, you know, adjusting the altitude, and it does make a huge difference. And the guys were rolling the lines over, and everybody played, and the guys played great.
No turkey to burn off? You ready to go?
Ready to go. You know, a lot of chocolate, more so than turkey, but feel ready to go.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, he's definitely an element that other teams, you know, when they know Buff's in the lineup, they have to be aware when he's on the ice because, you know, he's unpredictable. He's big. He gets in, you know, he gets up there, and when he gets the puck, he's really tough to knock off. He almost, you know, it's almost impossible really with, you know, how strong he is. But he's just something extra that other teams have to be aware of. You know, he's got a great shot in the power play for sure, and they have to kind of cheat over to him. So that kind of opens up ice in other areas. But, you know, he's definitely something that that's, you know, what we miss when he's not out there. Oh, I can't say enough about Floody. He's been unbelievable. He's coming in. He's just a solid player. He you know, he's always he's really smart, and it seems like he's always making the right plays. And he's been unbelievable. He's been such a great addition to our team, and he's helped us out tremendously.
Chris, how important are these final two home games in December, considering the road-heavy January schedule facing your team coming up?
Yeah, I mean, we could say that about every single game, but definitely we want to end it out right at home before we go on, you know, back on the road again for an extended period of time. But, you know, every game here we want to win. It's fun playing here. I think we've kind of established, you know, a style of play that we play here, and you know, definitely with the fans it makes it tough for other teams, and we want to continue that.
Thanks. Good luck.
Yep, thanks. Yep.